We talked about the domestic scene on the last segment. I want to go to the international scene now. And I posed before we went into the break that people look and say, you know, what's driving this whole thing that we call international policy and everything that's taking place? We see Vladimir Putin with Russia poking all the time. That's in the news. We see the dictator Kim in Korea doing his thing. That's a part of it. We see the president here of the United States and the foreign policy people, they're all doing their thing. And a lot of folks wonder who's really calling the shots. Now, you may want to go a different direction. Since the United Nations is meeting today in New York, it sets up a whole different consideration, Michelle. I just want to give you some broad latitude. Take it where you want to go right now, but answer that question. Who's really calling the shots? What's driving the matters of public and international policy right now?
Well, you know, there is the natural, and then, of course, there are the spiritual battles that go on as well. And I think everyone senses that we are taking a quantum leap now in history. And there's a sense among for a lot of us that we are coming to the culmination of the age as we're watching these quantum leaps, or what the Bible refers to as birth pangs. And there is a clash of the civilizations, but there's also a rampant move toward one world government. And that's not kooks speaking anymore. That's overt talk from many of the global leaders. And we quite clearly are on the precipice of World War III with the irresponsible actions of the head of North Korea. So we are at a time right now where it is, we're watching it in unprecedented times. And so some prayer warriors and myself have been watching what's happening. It seems like the focus of power in many ways is moving away from Washington and more toward the global structure for that advancement in one world government. And I think that's why there's a concern that globalists have so much influence now, at least it appears that way, in the United States government. And so rather than cursing the darkness, 22 of us gathered for intercessory prayer for our nation and also internationally. And we decided to go last week. We spent 2.5 days in New York City fasting and praying. And we're fasting and praying for this opening of the UN. We got passes. We went into the UN. We walked throughout the building. We went into the General Assembly, where President Trump will give his speech at the UN tomorrow. So will Prime Minister Netanyahu give his speech, as well as the other kings and potentates of the world who gather there. We also went into the National Security Council, where these crucial decisions are being made right now regarding North Korea and Iran, et cetera. So we went in there. We went on the grounds. We went to where the protesters will be cordoned off to be praying in that area, because some of these issues, I think, are just beyond us and beyond our thinking and understanding, but they aren't beyond our ability to be able to get on our knees and cry out to Holy God and humble ourselves before Him and ask Him for His will and His grace and His mercy upon this earth today. And so we had done our work last week, but we also decided that we would begin 40 days of prayer and fasting for this crucial time that we're in. We began with the Jewish calendar on the first of Elul, which interestingly coincided with the eclipse that happened in the United States, and we're praying and fasting until Yom Kippur. We're going past the Feast of Trumpets to Yom Kippur. And that follows the same pattern of 40 days that Jesus fasted, Moses, Jonah, Haggai the prophet. And so we want to be praying because we feel like these are really serious times that we're in right now. And as David mentioned, we are looking for an awakening. That's exactly what we are praying for. And we ask God to go to one of the most unlikely places on earth, Sam. We asked God if He would visit His people, meaning all the nations of the earth, and we're asking Him for an awakening at the UN and for the nations, because the scripture is very clear that just as we will be judged, nations too will be called to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and they will be separated as sheep from goats. And God is so loving, He doesn't want anyone to perish. And so we are doing everything that we can now to try to bring the gospel to the nations, in prayer and fasting and asking God to reveal himself to man.